But let's move on to the woes of SAA. As I said, as you and I sit and have conversations today, South African Airways is under business rescue immediately. The latest is that government's likely to take 2 billion rand of your tax money and put that into SAA now that it's under rescue, and then also 2 billion rand apparently from existing lenders. And in South Africa alone, more than 3,000 South African businesses have been placed in business rescue since 2011, and only a third are still in business. Carol Payton, journalist with Business Day, joining you. Hi, Carol. Good to have you on the show.
Hi. Thank you.
So what's this business rescue thing for people who don't really understand it?
Well, it's an opportunity. So your alternatives when a company is distressed, and it's distressed, it can't meet its obligations, it can't pay its bills, and it can't pay its staff. Your alternatives are to go into liquidation, which means the death of the company. That's the end. You basically, settle the liabilities against the assets. And business rescue is an attempt to sort of avoid that sort of final event, that finality of liquidation, and say, if we restructured this business, maybe it could actually work.
Yeah.
And I think that's the argument. And I think that, government has wanted for a long time to bring in a strategic equity partner. Mm. They've missed that opportunity now. So here is the next best way to try and really fix up the business and then get that partner in so that the airline's no longer a burden.
Does Pravin, Cyril, anybody have any say now that a practitioner takes over?
No. So that's exactly what happens. The shareholders obviously are part of the kind of meetings that the business rescue practitioners will have. But no, the business rescue practitioner will make decisions. So if the business rescue practitioner says we're no longer going to fly to this or that destination, then that's what it will be. They no longer have control.
What advice, and maybe we shouldn't be giving advice, but what the heck? Let me ask it. I've had a couple of people phoning going, we've booked SAA flights April next year. We don't know what we should do because, it's a good couple of bucks. Some people paid 60,000 rand for those tickets. My advice to them was, rather do some research, find out what cancelling and moving and just define a potential acceptable loss and, maybe assure that you can fly in April next year, for example.
Look, I wouldn't cancel at this point simply because you do lose such a lot of money when you cancel an air ticket. But I think that this is the idea behind this, is to say, the business will continue running.
Okay.
So if, for instance, the route that you've booked on is no longer going to be run, well, then one would, then one would hope that SAA would make contingencies for that. Because it can't afford to obviously lose all its passengers. So I don't think it's not within its interest just to dump people at the last minute. And this is probably a better way of doing it so that people can now go and book tickets. You will fly. Insurers should come back and insure those tickets. And I think that's probably what it means. So I wouldn't be rushing at this point to cancel anything.
Now, the elephant in the room is that, the people who currently run it, what the law allows in terms of equity partners, I think currently 25%, and you still have government theoretically in charge. You still have the cozy relationship with unions. So even after, and if one looks at the balance sheet, I'm not sure if I'm accurate in this one, but your liabilities outstrip assets by 15 billion rand. So let's say you sort that out. You still go back to status quo, which is even if they sell 25% of this airline to someone.
No, I don't think you do. I don't think
is
you,
it?
I don't think you do go back to status quo because because you change. SAA has made many poor decisions in the past.
Yeah.
So those decisions can now be revisited. So if it means you change the makeup of your fleet, then that's what you do. If it means you change the composition of your routes, it also gives you an opportunity to sort of stall all the creditors, put everyone on hold, and relook at all of that contracting. So I do think that it gives you a chance. Of course, it's not a guaranteed chance that it will succeed. but it's the best chance that it's got.
Yeah, I mean, this double mandate they had. I mean, we hopefully don't go back to double mandates and all the rest of it. We need to keep this thing the way it was in 2011 when we made, what, 800 million or somewhere around there profit. But Carol Payton, thank you very much for your time.